Now, Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our Shir, Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Pesachim Siman Zayin, Chelek Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph. Shaila was about a boy who was writing Stam, 16-year-old boy, and he hadn't been checked to see if he was a Gadol. Can you be Samech and Chazaka de Rova, that he had already reached adulthood, halachic adulthood? So we are continuing Dibur Masul Vihinei, Baruch Hashem, in the previous Shir. We saw in the flaws mitaris Hashem, and anachnu ma'od rotzim me'lamshich le'lerot od neflot mitorat Hashem. Omer moireinu v'rabeinu v'hinei b'inyan habdika b'pashtei d'milta me'ahani al pi ed echad kamo b'dika l'chalitza d'mahani b'dikas noshim v'af isha achas kevin d'misayeh chazok d'rovo k'damrino nidetav memches. Upasko Harambam Perik Beis Mihilchus Ishus, Umikon Mokoim, Yesh Lodun Kevin de la Harif, Visiato, Chalitzat Ktana Psulamid Rabbonon, Ein Raya Misham Lahokel Bibdika Kala, Rak Bid Rabbonon, Velo Bid De Oi Raisan, Od Mianyin, Omer Rabbeinu, She Lech Oiro, we paskin that you need bedika, so bedika is enough with an eid echot. If you need bedika for chalitza, b'simonim, it's enough to have an eid echot. And that it can even be bedikas noshim. You don't need a proper halachic witness. Bedikas noshim also works. Noshim also have nemunas. Because she is a chazaka d'rova on her side. Ayin nida, memches amud beiz, vayin barit v'sham. Vayin b'rambam, perek beiz, mehilchus ishus. Now, according to the psak of the Magen Avraham, and what Rabbeinu was mitzadeh, that for ksivas stam, for writing of stam, we may not rely on the chazak of Rovo. Nevertheless, Tiski bibedika seid echod, just like we find in chalitze that eid echod is enough, even bidikas noshim. So too for ksivas stam, it's enough to have eid echod. However, yesh lodun v'fishita sarif, that chalitzes ketan is only possible mit rabbonan. So we can say that only linyan de rabbonan kazeu de mekilin shelo tzor shnei eidim ksherim bibedikosa. But maybe ksivas stam, which is a psul the oiraisa, maybe there we can say you need shnei edim. You need edus ma'al yisa. Maybe you need two because here we're dealing with the oiraisa. Vimkein benido in didon, the tefillin yeshlam with the boy bedika ma'al yal de shnei edim. But in our case, you need bedika with two. We're dealing with the oiraisa. Ulechoira. Yesh lodun lahokel b'mimon of shoch. Im nodun k'defi derech habeis haniskeres, the tefillin u'bilchas hamazon, loy mikri cheskas isur, im kein memeila hadin demahani eid echod. Deha eid echod ne'eman b'isurim b'lo eschazek isura. We can apparently be mekel from a mimon of shoch. If we follow the second derech that we went on in the previous year. That cheskas chiyuv. Let's say we say that cheskas chiyuv is not considered a cheskas iser. Like by zayt tefillin is going to be similar to miyun. If tefillin is like miyun, that we're samech and chazak adorava. We saw in the Gemara that miyun. We're samech and chazak adorava. Since it's not against the cheskas iser. So tefillin is also not against the cheskas iser. So if you do bedika for tefillin, for miyun, we're samech b'chal chazak adorav. And here by tefillin, which isn't against the cheskas iser, so at least eid echad certainly would be enough. And according to the tzad, the cheskas chiyuv is called a cheskas iser, because the person who has to put on tefillin is a cheskas chiyuv. Im kein, so from what the Rama writes in Siman Nun Hey, that for tefillin we're samech and chazak adorav, even though it's connected to cheskas chiyuv, it's muchach that the Rama holds. Keshitas ha'teisvis, Chalitzas Ktanas Psula Minat Torah. And the Rama holds, like the Derech of the Magen Avraham, that the Iker Chiluk is between Do'i Raisa. We're not Samech and Chazak at the Rava and Midrabanan. We are Samech and Chazak at the Rava. And therefore, for Tefillah, we're Samech and Chazak at the Rava, even if it's against the Cheskas Chiyuv. Doesn't bother us because it's only the Rabbanan. If so, from the fact that by Chalitza it's enough to be Dika Seidechad, even though according to the Rama, Chalitza is Ktana, is Psula Midoi Raisa, because that's the Chiluk of the Rama, between the Rabbanan and the Oi Raisa. It's muchach that even b'do'i raisa, it's enough to have b'dikas eid echod. V'hu adin l'ksiva sefer Torah, tiski b'dikas eid echod. So if for chalitzas ktana, which is psula m'do'i raisa, one eid is enough. So v'hu adin l'ksiva sefer Torah, b'dikas eid echod is going to be enough. So that's what he writes. Yeshan l'hakam aman of shach. Im nadin gafi derech habez and iskeret tefillin berachas amazon nogu yichetz kasisir. If we hold like that tefillin and berachas amazon are not called a chetz kasisir, im ken v'meila did the mahani erechot, erechot nam b'yisrim b'lo eschazik yisura. Then erechot is going to be enough. Because erechot is nam b'yisrim, if there's no chetz kasisir, and here there's no chetz kasisir. So we should believe the one aid. And if it's called v'imik chetz kasisir, and if it's called a chetz kasisir, if tefillah is called a cheskas iser, tefillah and tefillah and birkas hamazon, they're all called cheskas iser. So memeila mid the pasuk haramah del tefillah samchinen al chazak et rava. So from the fact that the Rama writes that for tefillah we're samech and chazak et rava without a bedika, why are we samech if it's called a cheskas iser? And how can we be samech against the cheskas iser and chazak et rava? It must be that the Rama holds that for tefillah with samech and chazak at the Rav without bedika. So you must hold like Shita Satoisis that chalitza ketanas psul midoi raisa, like we said in the first derech. The first derech was that the chilik is between doi raisa and the Rabbana. The second chilik was between cheska sisir and not cheska sisir. So if you hold that the vort is cheska sisir, if you hold that cheskas chiyuv is against sefer cheskas iser, then we can be samech on one aid, because one aid is believed if there's no eschazik isura. And if it is called a cheskas iser, let's say you say it's a cheskas iser, so let's be say like the Rama that the chilik is between the rais and the rabbanon, and tefillah is only the rabbanon. Im ken shaper muchach mechalitza tafilu b'doy raisa mahani b'dika kala. So even a doy raisa or samech on the b'dika kala of one aid, kevin the mesiach chazak the rava. So certainly, if we're dealing with the Derabbanan, we could be samech on one aid. So either way you spin it, you could be samech on one aid for tefillin, Birkas Hamazon, tefillah, right? By tefillah, we're samech on chazak adarav according to the Rama, even without a bedika. Because the Rama holds the Derabbanan. So therefore, certainly, when you're dealing with, so that doesn't require it at all. Doesn't require a bedik at all. So when you deal with writing a Sefer Torah, writing tefillin and Birkas Hamazon, which are Dairaisas, you can also be Samech HaNeir Echad, just like by Chalitzi or Samech HaNeir Echad. Ulam, Ein Zeraya. No. No Raya can be Samech on one aid. Diyesh Loimar. The mikri cheskas isur. You know, maybe you could say it really is called a cheskas isur. Uma de posak haramo de l'tfila lo yitzorich bedike. That the Rama paskin, that for tfila no bedike is required. Why not? Lo mishum de posak bevadei kishitas ha-tesvis. It's not because he vadei paskin like Tosvis that we're mechalek between doi reis and the rabbona. That the Raisa requires, we're not Samech and Chazak, the Rabbi requires a Bedika, and the Rabbanon, we are not, We are samech and chazak that no bedikah is required. No. The reason the Ramah would say that by tefillah tzoruch bedika, the rabbanon samchinen al shitas hateisvus the chalitzas ktana psula doy raiso. Because in the rabbanon cases, we rely on the shita of Tosfos that chalitzas ktana is psula doy raiso. Veleka rayol gabe di rabbonon shaloi lismoch al chazok adorovo. And there's no rayol legabe di rabbonon not to be somech on the chazok adorovo. Because when it comes to tefillah, we're somech on Tosfos. That chalitzas ktana is pasul da raisa. And there's no rayol legabe di rabbonon not to be somech on the chazok adorovo. It's somech on the chazok adorovo. Aval b'mili d'oraita l'inyin b'dika al yidei d'echad. But once you're in the realm of d'oraisa and you want to know, can you check with one aid? Yesh lo yimar d'chayshinan l'shitas harif v'harambam d'chalitzos ketano d'rabonon. No, no. Once you're in the d'oraisa, maybe we're choshish for the sheet of the rif and the rambam, that chalitzos ketano is only d'rabonon. Like a raya machdudaraisa sagib dika kala. Ah. But you can't be somech on one aid. You can be somech on one aid by chalitza because it's de rabbonon, according to the Rambam Nariv. But when it comes to doiraisas, maybe one aid is not enough. So it's not good enough to check for ksiva sefer Torah, for tefillin, for birkas hamazon with one aid. Because maybe since we're in the realm of doiraisa, we have to be choshesh that the only time we're makel with one aid is lafishi tesarif a rambam, shechalitza sketana de rabbonon. The question is, can you be samech on one aid for this bedika? V'advarim lo bruchim, lo bruchim. Omnam afal pichein yesh lodun misfeik sveike. Sofek kishitas atosvos umuchach da'avdo irraiso kevin de misayeya chazok adechovo. Sagi bibdika seid echod. So maybe we'll go with Tosfos in one suffix. And Tosfos is mechalek between the reis and the rabbonon. And chalitza is doi reisa. Chalitza requires bidika. And there it's enough bidika in eid echod. Because we also have the chazaka de rabbi that's helping us out. Vim timsi loimar kerif veharambam. De chalitza sktana de rabbonon. And even if you want to go, or kalech lederech zu, as they say in Talmudic, I like that expression. If you want to say like the Rif in the Rambam, that chalitzas ktano is only the rabbonon, and therefore there's no raya. There's no raya for what? There's no raya for a deoraisa. Homikol mokoim ikir hadin. Nevertheless, the Iker Din, that Eid Echod is not Neman when there's a Cheskas Isser, is only a Sofek, and it's a Baya Deloy Ifshita. Because if you want to go like the Rif in the Rambam, that chalitzas ketan is the rabbanon, and yet you still need, and therefore by chalitzas ketan which is the rabbanon, there one aid is enough. But maybe when we're dealing with the doraisa, one aid is not enough. If you want to go with that approach, that the chalitzas ketan is the rabbanon, that's why one aid is enough. But here, it's not enough because it's doraisa. Nevertheless, the Iker Din that Eid Echad isn't Naman b'schazik isura it's an ibaya d'lo yivshita. It's a question that wasn't resolved in Yevamis. Because why did the Rif in the Rambam say that chalitzas ketan is derabbanan? And They said that chalitzas ketan is derabanan, and there's no raya that chalitzas b'dikas eirechad is good l'inyan d'oraisa. Maybe there you need two eidim. But the question is, there's another suffix. If bechlal ne'amad eirechad b'dikas zu neged is believed neged is chazik isua. And maybe an eirechad is believed neged is chazik isua. Because the Rif in the Rambam says that chalitzas ketan is derabanan. So maybe an eirechad is believed even can I get this chazik isura, and therefore the eirechad would be enough. So either we can go with Tosfos and say that even though Eraisa, one is enough, by Chalitza, it's the Eraisa, one is in a Sagi B'vdika Seidechad, if you all like to live in the Rambam, the Chalitza's Tan is the Rabbanon. And there, one aid is enough, but not in the Eraisa, but it's not necessarily so. Because that aid echad isn't Eman, can I get this Chazek Yisura? Is a Suffolk? Even on a Daraisa level. It's only a Suffolk. So maybe here, we can rely on the Eid Echad and say, like at the side of the Suffolk, that one Eid is enough for negative Chazak Yisura. So Maman of Shach, one Eid is going to be enough. Babe Sveik Sveika, Bedina, the Mahani Lahar Be Poiskim. It's a Sveik Sveika and the Din. It's effective. It's good according to a lot of Poiskim. And like I was spoke at length in a different place, Ayin Lahalon B'Simen Lamed Zayin. The Lachor Raya, the Svir Leila Taisvis, the Sveik Sveika Le Dedina, Loi Mikri Sveik Sveika, Dala Devrayan, Chulin, Dafain Tesam Ral, of Divra Maschel Ayo, the Terutsam Al Kolchach Svir Leila Ri, the Abelaza Misafka Ravashi, Misafka Le Choshin Le Zera Av, וגם מסעפק להם אמרים אנסה ואפילו מקצסה. יהיו ספיר לי לבד יכוי של זרע אוב, אם כן עמי פוטרים עם התונה הולצו לך לגין צורך כובע ידרים שור לך את כולוי, אלא כוח אתם מסובק שם עם חוי של זרע אב. מה זאת אומרת? זאת אומרת כך. He's bringing a raya that by ספיק ספיקה, בדינה, we don't rely on ספיק ספיקה לדינה. ספיק ספיקה מציאסי, it's not ספיק ספיקה בדינה. From Tess and Chul and Dafayin Tess, Rabbi Lezer holds that a koi or kvi, there's no din of oisoy v'esbit, it's a sofik chai, sofik ben, there's no din of oisoy v'esbinoy, like a chaya. There's no din of oisoy v'esbinoy, it's shishlu yom echad. And Daf Kuflam at Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Lezer holds that this koi is pater min. Matanois, Zroya, L'choyayim, V'keva, K'chaya. So just like a koi, there's no din of Oisiv Esbenol like a chaya. It's also Patim Imanis Kahuna, Zroya, L'choyayim, V'keva, like a chaya. But it's mashma over there that he holds that it's Chaylev is Osir like a behema. And on that, Taisvis writes, in Chul and Ayin Tesam and Aleph, that B'emes, Rabbi Eliezer is mesupik. If this koi is a behema or it's a chaya, because Tosfos explained that koi ritzon olam retayish. Yesh lanu tayish la tayish isakan velo abaragayim begamza. So a koi is a tayish habal ha tzvia. So a female deer. So you have a union here, a marriage, an intermarriage. You have a seh behema with a chaya, with a female deer, though a deer, a female deer. So that's the too many nursery rhymes in my head. So that's the that's Taisvis, that's the Kai. And the suffix is, do we say seb afilu miksa seh? Has to give matnas kahuna or not? That's the suffix. L'chein l'inyin malkus to'isav ez b'noi. He's pater mi malkus. Because we assume that it's not a seh, it's a chaya. Because what Rabbi Eliezer says that koi ain't oisav ez b'noi noig boy, it's an alor malinyin malkus. It's a suffix. So it's a suffix out, we're makel when it comes to malkus. We don't want to give a punishment. And also, le'inyin zera l'chayim in keva. We're not going to be mechayim to give zera l'chayim in keva. But we're going to be machmir and aser the chaylev. So he's mesupik. That's Taisus in Chulin. The religion is mesupik. And therefore, this koi has very dinim of a chayim, dinim of a behem, dinim of a chaya. Ain't of us of espinos, no malkus. Potim zera l'chayim in keva k'chaya. But chelbo aser k'behem. Ela, אבל עניין חלב, עשו מסופק לחומרה. אלא, שגם מוכחת מסך כל רבי אליעזר, יחושם לזרע האב. רבי אליעזר is also מסופק if we're חושש לזרע האב. If we're ודאי חושש לזרע האב, that it's considered his son, even if it's mixas. Like the father, so he's חושש לזרע האב, אז בוודאי ישחייב במתנס. Like we see there in the Gemara. That the word oi, not oi, that's koi. O is superfluous to be mechayiv afa kelayim b'matanos. So you see that he's misupik if we're choishish lezera ha'av, because if he would be vade choishish lezera ha'av, then we would have the O to say that it's chayiv in matanas. But he's misupik, so he's not mechayiv in matanas. Al kol panim mevuar shemisafka lebetarti. He has a double safek. First of all, do we say seb afilu miksas se? So this animal is called a mixaseh, this kvi. And since he's mesupik, if it's seb vilu mixaseh, so he patters from malchus, and he asers chelev. And he has another suffix, if we're choshesh lezera ha'av. Do we consider the zera ha'av to be significant? He's not sure that we do. Because if we're v'alei choshim l'zera ha'av, shechoshuv ha'ben afilu b'miktsasoy ke'ha'av. If you would say that it's definitely a miktsas, first we have a question if we say afilu miktsase. That's one question. And he has another question, but that's assuming that it is a miktsase. And then he's another question, do we assume that it's a mixaseh? The first suffix is, Iyam rinan seva filu mixaseh. That's question number one. And question number two is, and if we do say mixaseh, then there's going to be a chi of malchus for osov es b'no. And even if we do say seva filu mixaseh, is it a mixaseh? Because if it would be a vadai mikseseh, then there would be a chi of matanos. So since we're mesupik, if it's bechlal a mikseseh, so you say it's not mechayiv in matanos. It's chayiv in matanos. So that, those are the two sfekas he has. And if so, the choro, we have a kasha, that linyan chaylev, it should be a sfek sfeke. Safek iloi choishin lezera ha'av. Maybe we're not choishish v'zera av. That's not significant for us. And therefore, what's the din of this animal, of this kvi? It's like a tzvi, like the mother. Ein choishin lezera av in the chelev is mutter. V'im timsi loy ma'ar. De choishishim lezera ha'av. If you hold that we are choshish for the zera ha'av, akati ikal esfuke, iloy amrinan, maybe we don't say sev afilu mikseh. Who says that there's an isser of chela for a mikseh seh? That we don't know. We know there's an isser chela for a seh gamur. We don't know if there's an isser chela for a mikseh seh. So even on the tzad that you are choshish for zera, maybe not choshish for zera, but it's b'chal not a mikseh seh. But even on the tzad that it is a mikseh seh, maybe we don't say mikseh seh as the chelev is aser. So we should be matir the chelev midin tzveik tzveike. And yet we aser the chelev because we're choshesh that it's a filu mikseh seh and that choshim lezerav. So it must be from this tosfos that tzveik tzveike didina lo mikri tzveik tzveike. Incredible. So that's from the hashmatas of this tshuva. So that's what he writes. The ledvreim chulin ayin tes the ramaslal teirutzim akon tsvirle the ri the Rebbe Eliezer misafka leichosh lezeraav. That Rebbe Eliezer is misupik of achoshish lezeraav if that's significant. But gam misafka leim and sev filu mikzase and also he's misupik to say sev filu mikzase. So, in Ken, am I patur mimatanos? So, why is he patur mimatanos? We say that even a partial seh has to give matanos. So, mimela, it must be that he's mesupik. Maybe we're not choishish lezera av. Well, hachzad kaimina de tzerach kol lechalik v'gam akroch demisafkale gam keni mamrin et seva filu mikzas seh. And we're also misupik if we say seva filu mikseh seh because he held vadai mikseh seh, then why is the chelev aser? If the delo amrin on seva filu mikseh seh, if you need an entire seh, then the chelev should be mutter. So why is the chelev aser? So it must be his misupik if we say seva filu mikseh seh. Maybe yes, maybe no, and it's sad that Afilu mikseh seh, the chelev is going to be aser. And it's sad you need a seh gomer, it's mutter. But he's misupik, maybe even mikseh is enough. Because if it was vade that we don't say seh, afilu mikseh seh, then the chelev would be mutter. You mean in vade, afilu mikseh seh, lechayiv malkos, boiso vesbeno, the mayor of itzvi abal atiyosha. So why then should the chelev be aser? Chelev should be mutter because we have a sveik sveika. Safek ilo choshim lezera av, and it's like a tzvi. The chelev is mutter. It's like its mother, the tzvi. And intim tziloim rechoshim lezera av is another safek that maybe we don't say seva filu mikseh seh, and therefore the chelev should be mutter. So mitam sveik sveika tzarech lios chelev mutter. So it must be that a sveik sveika ledina is not called a sveik sveika. Akopanim, so that's the end of the Hashmatas. Akopanim Yetzi Mizeh. The Chalitza as Koton, the Vadai Posel Midoi Raisa, So it emerges from this that a chalitzas katan, which is definitely pasul midoraisa, we can say that you need bedika ide shnei edim. The yesh lochush l'shitas harif v'harambam, the chalitzas ktana midrabbanan. We have to be choshish for the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. The chalitzas ktana is only the Rabbanan, and therefore, in that case, 1/8 suffices. But not in the case of not chalitzas katan, which is d'oraisa. Chalitzas ktana is the Rabbanan. Only the Rabbanan is no good. But chalitzas katan is d'oraisa, so therefore you need to aid him. Ve'in raya mechalitzas ktana l'katan, there's no raya from one to the other. Because a chalitzas ketana requires 1/8 only, because the rabbanon, and chalitzas katan is possibly min haTorah afilu la'arif, so you need two. But chalitza mikri dovor shebe'erva. Kama shekasav minu kayesef perek yudbeit yivam esal adam rinim bina beizedim roi mibachutz vada ein echad mahani v'leka sfeik sfeike. And chalitza is called a davar shebe'erva. How many edim do you need for a davar shebe'erva? Two is the number, like the Nemuka Yosef said. And that for chalitza you need two edim. It's a davar shebe'erva. Bevade eina, because davar shebe'erva. So therefore, ein ed echad is going to be not going to be effective. And there's no sfeik sfeika, because it can't be derived from. From Chalitzas Ketana. Where do we want to say a Sveik Sveik? We wanted to say a sveik sveika even for the daraisa of writing tefillin and benching v'chule. So we wanted to say a sveik sveika that one kishitas hatosfis, that chalitza is daraisa, since chazaka derab is effective, so then 1/8 is enough. And in Timsilom or Karif Rambam, that it's only the Rabbanon, still we could say maybe Eid Echad is Naaman even Bischazek Yisura. So that'd be a Sveik Sveika. But when it comes to a Katan, a Chalitza's Katan, which is Vade Pasul Dei Raisa, there you would need Vatika Shnei Eidim. Because there you have to be Choshesh, that maybe, according to the Sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, Chalitzas Ketana is only the Rabbana. So we said before in the Sveik Sveik that if Chalitzas Ketana is only the Rabbana, HaMaikom HaKom Ikadim De'edach HaNein HaMan B'Tzchazik Yisur is only a Safik Ibai De'lo Yivshita. But here we're dealing with the Davar Shebe'erva. When it comes to a Darvish Be'erva, Eina Echad Mahani. Darvish Be'erva, Eina Echad wouldn't work. So for this Darvish Be'erva of Chalitza, Eina Echad doesn't work. You'd need two Eidim for a Chalitza's Katan, not a Ketana. Katan, which is Daraisa. Darvish Be'erva. וחידוש בעיניי שלא מצאתי מי שהערה בזה. So he's wondering, Rabbeinu is wondering, Why not the poskim mention this? That katan abo lechlal shneisa ve'en lo simanim elamala. Tzarech bedika lechalitza. You need two edei kiyum. And maybe he's also tameya that a katan shegiya lechlal shneisa she tzarech bedika lechtov stam. You also need a bedika to write stam. And maybe this bedika is with two edim. If we don't say a sfeik sfeik, we wanted to say a sfeik sfeik a bedina. Then it's a sfeik sfeik a bedina, we don't say. So the poskim don't mention this. It's a wonder. So he says, you know why you should be machmir? Because it's easy to get two edim to check. What's the big deal? And also we can say that when it comes to a girl, so it's a milsa deginai livdok al yidei anoshim. So mamela we're going to rely on one woman. But by bedikas katan we can say that we need a proper edus. Vine im achra bedike nimtzu bo lo b'shtei sairis nira li da tfilin shekos van koidem ha bedike ksherim. It would appear that if after the bedika we find two sairis, the tefillin that he writes before the bedika are kosher, because we assume he was a gadol mafreya b'yom v'yom shemol lo shnoisav shnasa ben gud gimel shana, like we say in Tosfos in Perek Misha Meis. But we could be somech if now we found him to be a gadol. We could be somech that before when he wrote the tefillin he was also a gadol. So what taka does Tosfos and Perek Misha may say? So that, sweet friends, is coming attractions. So Mir Tzashem, we'll get to that Tosfos next time, B'li Neder. And we will see more and more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li Neder will be zochet to continue.